At this point, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Frank Tucker and John Mavis to talk about the Active Blind Scholarship Benefactors. So I'm sure you guys want to hear me talk, but I have to give you guys a break. So I will turn the microphone over to Frank.
Thank you. The four of us have come down here representing the Active Blind. I'm to tell you about the Blind Active Group, and Mr. Tucker will tell you about the scholarships that they're being presented to some of your college students. 60 years ago, I went to a meeting in L.A., and it was called the L.A. County Club. And a few years later, a guy named Tony Menino come along and joined the club. He then proceeded to get the L.A. County Club changed to the Active Blind Incorporated. He got it incorporated and nonprofit. And he also then became president of the CCB in the late 60s and incorporated it into a nonprofit organization. So that's where this all lines up. But as of today, Active Blind is no longer a chapter of the ACB or the NFB or anything else. They're just a group that takes care of scholarship funds and so forth. So at this time, I'll turn you over to Mr. Tucker, and he'll tell you all about the scholarships. Thank you.
Okay, if you would pardon me while I take a sip of coffee before I begin. First things first. Good evening. It's a real pleasure to represent the Active Blind of Los Angeles and primarily I'm here to preach to the choir because all of us know that education is incredibly important, not only to each of us as an individual, but to our society in general. The scholarships have been given out for many, many years, and we've had the privilege of Active Blind to help support people who have a desire for an education and want to make a significant contribution, not only to themselves, but to their community. One of the things that John Catalano has been discussing with us is the desire that those persons who have the ability, the knowledge, and the experience would come together to form a group which could in some way educate, help in the education of blind persons. Now, this does not have to be on a college or university level, but something which would be beneficial to the blind community. He had hoped that he had put this on his website in the hopes that people would respond and come together, say, to form a little group to teach computers or to teach whatever would be needed by most of the people in the blind community of the blind, and which would benefit not only themselves but other persons as well. So that's why I'm here, to urge those who have the knowledge, the experience, and the desire to reach out to others in some way with the talent that they have and distribute it to other people. So I want to thank you again, and we pray that God will bless this community and each of you. Thank you.
I just want to take this time to thank on behalf of CCB Frank Tucker and John Mavis, who come every year to hear about students that receive funds through the Active Blind Scholarship. And let's once more give a hand to our benefactors.
A mind is a terrible thing to use. I mean, waste. A waste is a terrible thing to mind, too. That's from our ACB president. Dr. Tucker and John Mavis, you guys do outstanding work, and you ought to be commended for it. Now I'm going to turn the microphone over to a member of my technology committee who is going to enlighten us about our scholarships. So I will turn the microphone over to Mr. Robert Wendt.
Thank you. I'd like to thank personally Active Blind also. It makes my job and the committee's job much easier when we actually have something to give away. Our first recipient is kind of an unusual individual. This person has kind of lived their life and didn't really come to education until their mid-40s. The name is David Medley.
Shh, people pay attention.
And David is going to college to, pardon me, Douglas is going to college to do game design. Now, one of the things that we've seen recently is many of our students are starting to look at alternative ways to go to college, and he's doing this at an online university. It's called Full Sail University in Florida. And I find it kind of interesting because many of the students on the campus where I work, a lot of the programming classes, they're beginning to do them online because the work primarily is done alone by the students and it can be graded and or evaluated online. He has his his biggest concern is his ability to provide for his family. It's one of the things that I think touched me is reading what he would like to do is to have the ability to provide for his family.
Can we please have order? If we could please. Thank you.
He's hoping that he will be able to be a or contribute more to his family's financial well-being, and that this education will do that for him. Just a side note or a historical note, Douglas wasn't exactly the best student in high school, and so for him to come to the point where he's going to college, I think is a pretty substantial thing to be acknowledged. Our next recipient is Desma Gentry. We've given Desma a scholarship before, and Desma's, in fact, most of our recipients this year were graduate students. Desma is attending the University of Phoenix, so here's another person using those online courses. And her major is marriage or counseling, marriage and family therapy.
Folks, please extend the courtesy to the speaker, please. Shh. Don't get me upset. I got a black belt in judo, and I'm not afraid to use it. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. anyway, Desma has shown a lot of promise. Her grades have steadily improved, and we're very happy to be able to extend another scholarship to her this year. Hopefully, she'll be done, I think, in a year is what we're looking at. So Desma's on her way. She's beginning her field work, and we're really looking forward to her future progress. Lastly, we have Rudolfo Leyva, and Rudolfo is a really interesting case. Rudolfo was unable to attend our banquet this evening because Rudolfo is in England. He's currently going to school in London, and he's working on a doctoral degree in political sociology, which I've never heard of before, but doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Rudolfo has received scholarships from us in the past. One of the things I really like about Rudolfo is he talks about the difficulty of his education, but he acknowledges our past scholarships, and he also acknowledges the amount of work that's involved in doing what he's doing. He's currently near the end of his trek. He's in the process of writing his dissertation. All of his coursework is done. So he was actually kind of a slam dunk in terms of giving a scholarship. I mean, he was one of our most ideal candidates. And I think that's it for this evening.
Thank you, Robert. These people are outstanding. I commend them for trying to get an education, because education will only allow them to have an opportunity to be as miserable, as terrible as we are. No, it's wonderful. I think it'll be great. It's wonderful they can afford to help some of these students, because I know how hard it is. I was a student once. I still remember. And I have nightmares. And I'm still paying my student loan that my wife won't let me forget. So